USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the CDC recommends COVID-19 infected isolation time drop from 10 days to 5 days, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC this week fails to disclose the science behind the decision.
Nothing is going to be 100%, and this is one of those situations when you're dealing with a very difficult situation that we often say you don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good.
Jerome Adams, the U.S. Surgeon General under President Trump, criticized the CDC decision. Again this week, border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership to the crisis. Customs and Border Protection agents have arrested two convicted sex offenders of children who recently crossed the southern border at Del Rio, Texas. One of the men came from Honduras, the other from Mexico. According to the agency, 1.9 million migrants crossed the border illegally in fiscal 2021. Thanks for listening and a happy new year to you. We are USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the former companion to the disgraced money man Jeffrey Epstein, was convicted on Wednesday of conspiring with him for at least a decade to recruit, groom, and sexually abuse underage girls. 60-year-old Maxwell was found guilty on 5 of 6 charges brought against her by a federal court in Manhattan, New York. Ms. Maxwell is the daughter of a British media mogul. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is pointing out a double standard the National Football League uses when addressing those that get infected with COVID-19.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is again taking aim at the NFL as COVID cases soar. Rodgers claims the league has a two-class system for players who test positive, treating those who are unvaccinated different from the rest. He made the comments during his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show. Rodgers himself missed game last month with COVID and admitted to misleading people about being vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The COVID response by Democrat leaders contrasts sharply with how Republican-led states are responding. Democrats want more lockdowns, more government, and more mandates imposed on our freedoms. The Republican response is the polar opposite. Dr. Carol Swain, senior fellow for constitutional studies on Fox News, says there's a large portion of our population fleeing Democrat states in favor of Republican-led states. Washington, D.C. lost nearly 3% of its population since President Biden took office.
I agree, and I used to love to travel to D.C., and when I go there now, it is like a wasteland, and I try to avoid all blue cities. I try to avoid New York, California, Chicago. These are places that at one time I enjoyed visiting. And we know why people are fleeing. Some of them visit the red states and the red cities, and they see that we have freedom. They see that we have low taxes, better quality of life. And of course, if they can get out of there, they do. And that's what federalism was supposed to be about, that people could vote with their feet, and that's what they're doing.
Authorities on one of Spain's Canary Islands declared a volcanic eruption that started in September officially finished Saturday following 10 days of no lava flows, seismic activity, or significant sulfur dioxide emissions. But the volcano in La Palma, off the northwest coast of Africa, left widespread damage, the Canaries Volcanic Emergency Committee announced Christmas Day. Images from the island ash damage have the landscape looking more like the Sahara Desert. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.